For elemental diet, this was the most effective dietary strategy, with a diet effectiveness for histologic remission of over 90% based on moderate quality evidence. For the 6-food elimination diet, this had an overall effectiveness of over 60% based on what was considered to be low quality evidence. And for the allergy testing based elimination diet, the overall effectiveness was 51% based on what was considered to be very low quality evidence. Now, looking at specific limitations to dietary therapy, depending on the specific type of dietary therapy you try, for the elemental diet, the major limitations here are the challenges of adhering to prolonged formula diets and the very prolonged process of dietary reintroduction when you're starting from basically the elimination of all dietary protein. It can take months, even years, to get the patient back to table foods. For empiric 6-food elimination diets, the challenges here include the adherence to this type of diet and the need for multiple endoscopies during the dietary reintroduction process. And for the allergy testing-based elimination diets, there's poor sensitivity and specificity of the currently available IgE-based allergy testing that are being used to identify food triggers.